I'm Tom Rowe with the news update for WGXC. Go to WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Hudson Mayor-elect Kamal Johnson announced on December 6th his first round of appointments. He's keeping Tracy Delaney as city clerk and Peter Bougenot as Department of Public Works Commissioner, but with current Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman as Police Commissioner. Volkman was previously Chatham Police Chief and Stockport Police Chief before, and Chatham was known for his Chatham Cares for You alternative to incarceration program. Perry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper that as of noon December 4th, the final results of the November 5th general election for Columbia County had not yet been certified by the County Board of Elections. County Election Commissioner said this week that the absentee and affidavit ballots had been counted in only two races, those for Ghent Town Board and Copaic Town Supervisor. In a new twist to the ongoing saga of counting election votes that happens every election, this time officials say fleas are likely to blame for the 700 ballots that could not be counted on the first day of early voting. According to Columbia County Democratic Election Commissioner Virginia Martin, the ballots that could not be counted were scanned by machines that had been moved from one storage space to another at the county office building because of an infestation of fleas at 401 State Street. The vendor that supplies the ballot scanning machine, quote, did not calibrate the printer after moving it, unquote, according to Martin. That was despite the decision to hire the vendor to move the machine instead of having county workers move it because they wanted the machines handled by the experts. The commissioners are now investigating the possibility of filing a claim against the scanning machine vendor. Martin said the Board of Elections, quote, will have a new vendor come in and make sure the calibration is perfect and the belts are tightened. We're confident that our ballots for the next election will work just fine, although they haven't finished counting the ballots for this election yet. However, there remains some dispute over the status of the flea infestation at the county building. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting country music is returning to Hunter Mountain in June. The Trailblazer Music Festival, to be held on the grounds of the former Taste of Country Music Festival, will feature two stages and more than 30 artists, according to a statement posted on the Taste of Country Facebook page December 5th. The 2020 headliners will be Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and Luke Bryan. Among the other artists slated to perform at the festival are Kelsey Ballerini, Cole Swindle, The Cadillac 3, Hardy, Dylan Scott, Matt Stell, Gabby Barrett, Blanco Brown, Claire Dunn, and John Langston. The second stage, called the Next in Nashville stage, will feature emerging country artists. The event will run June 12th to 14th, rain or shine, with camping available for those who want to stay on site. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Oermole is reporting for Politico.com that the National Youth Tobacco Survey released data December 5th that reveal a large increase in e-cigarette use by high school students. More than a quarter of those who responded to the survey said that they vape despite the ongoing lung disease epidemic and the resulting public health debate. More than 27% of high schoolers and 10.5% of middle schoolers reported vaping in the last 30 days, according to the information collected, which was presented to the White House in September. For the sixth year in a row, e-cigarettes were the most commonly used tobacco products among both high school and middle school students, according to the survey. Overall, approximately 6.2 million teens were using some type of tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, hookah, smokeless, and pipe tobacco products. While cigarette use continued to fall in 2019, use of other products remained roughly the same. The students surveyed were divided on how harmful occasional vaping could be. 28% said that intermittent e-cigarette use caused little to no harm, while 32% said it could cause a lot of harm. Acting FDA Commissioner Admiral Brett Giroir said the agency will continue to develop policies to prevent teen tobacco use and, quote, aggressive enforcement and compliance efforts along with public education campaigns. Read the full story at Politico.com. Rebecca Carballo is reporting for the Times Union that the U.S. Department of Justice is backing the federal lawsuit brought by the Rensselaer County Clerk challenging the constitutionality of New York's new law making driver's licenses available to undocumented immigrants. If the so-called green light law goes into effect as planned on December 14th, local Department of Motor Vehicles and county clerk offices would be prohibited from sharing with immigration enforcement agencies the private information disclosed by applicants. Rensselaer County Clerk Frank J. Morallo initially filed the case over the summer, naming Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and the DMV Commissioner as defendants. The Department of Justice filed a memo of support with the federal court December 5th, arguing the bar on data sharing violates federal law and noting that Article 6 of the Constitution blocks states from taking action that frustrates federal laws and regulatory schemes. Merola said in an interview he thinks the memo breathes new life into his legal challenge. Quote, it's a game changer that they're joining us, unquote, he said. Merola believes the Department of Justice action could make it more likely the court will keep a law from going into effect. In a statement, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said the filing of the memo was, quote, a major victory for Rensselaer County and our efforts to protect the Constitution and the rule of law, unquote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories.